This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Immigration and Customs Enforcement released a Santa Cruz green card holder from a Washington State detention center yesterday. KAZU's Katie Brown has more.
Cleona Ward moved to Santa Cruz decades ago from Ireland, but spent the last 2 weeks in ICE custody. She was apprehended over expunged drug charges from the early 2000s and has been in recovery since then. Michael Mayer is her local lawyer.
Prior to the current Trump administration, somebody like Cleona, who's returning from a short trip abroad, who's been a lawful permanent resident, would not have been detained by ICE. Here she was transported from San Francisco to Tacoma at taxpayer expense.
Ward's lockup garnered support from fellow service employees, international union members, and Congressman Jimmy Panetta. Mayor hopes others will also get that kind of help.
The only way to fight this is head on, and hopefully this will be the start of continuing resistance.
Katie Brown, KAZU News.
Three parks in the Monterey Bay area are on the California State Parks Foundation's first best of list. Rachel Norton is the foundation's executive director.
We always get tons of questions about, you know, where's the best park for kids? Where's campsites off the beaten track?
Park users chose Point Lobos in Monterey County as the best for spectacular views. Natural Bridges State Beach in Santa Cruz won for kid-friendly experiences. And Santa Cruz Mission State Historic Park was chosen for learning about history. This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.